7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
To ensure we're all traveling in the right direction, this call may be monitored or recorded.
It's 7:55 p.m.
Well, that's obviously not the right time. I mean, come on. Jeez. The actual time is, of course, 19:30 UTC, and that means it's time to begin. The Dubious Goals Committee! Yeah, all right, rock and roll. Let's roll. Let's do that thing that we do so well, which is what? I don't know, but it is pretty dubious. Hello, my name is Tobe. I am the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. I like to drink tea. What kind of tea am I drinking today? Drinking that yummy Dahong Pao. Love to drink the big red robe. Pretty excited about it. I do love to drink tea. I'm going to be drinking this tea all day today. Got a little bit of a sinus thing going on. Why? The pressure has changed. The air pressure has changed. Huh. And that's all very interesting. Let's get out of the car. Okay, let's play the game of how long can I walk? We're going to find out. Where are we? What are we doing? Okay, well, we've come down to the creek today. Oh, it's a little bit breezier than I thought, so you might have to put up with some wind noise. But yeah, we're on the other side of the creek today, so we can go down into the mushroom area. My favorite mushroom area. And so, I'm looking around, I can see a hole of the golf course. Looks like there's some people playing golf, so we might have to check for golf balls today as well. Ooh. All right, let's walk across the little lawn here. There's people out walking their dogs and stuff on this side of the creek too. So that's fun. I should stop and I should look at this stump. There's some old tree stumps here. Real old cottonwood trees and stuff, but I'm not seeing any mushrooms. But it looks like this tree has been marked. This tree has been marked. They're going to take it down. They should probably take down that one too. All right. Ooh, I see a big bumbler. Big bumbler. I love big bumblebees. They're so nice. All right. So how do I get in here? Like, yeah. Everything's grown up so much that I can barely find the entrance to the little wooded area. Yeah, now we can sneak back here. Dun, 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 dun. All right. Now, first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to be real quiet as I sneak up here. Because there could be duckies down here, and there could be motties down here. There have been people down here painting those dead logs that have fallen into the creek. That's weird, but whatever. Okay, I don't see mots. Ooh, this is too slippery. I should not be getting this close. Wait, that's mot tracks right there. Oh, that den might be in use. I don't know. Oh, I can't tell from here. I cannot tell from here. All right. Ugh, somebody went crazy with the... Oh, this is not paint. This is chalk. This is spray chalk. All right, so let's get down here. Let's get down into the creek. This is particularly steep and dangerous. Let's try to not fall. The mud is a little bit slippery. But I think I'm going to make it down here okay. Oh, soft area, probably molehill. Okay, we're getting down. All right, did you hear that? Did you hear that? Brrr, brrr. There's a birdie up in the tree. It's a red belly. I can tell just by his sound. Red-belly woodpecker. Okay, I'm down. Oh, it's nice down here. It's nice and cool. It's a sunny day. There's a little bit of a breeze. It's about 17, 18 degrees Celsius, about 65 Fahrenheit for all my American listeners. Oh, yeah, it's nice and shady down here. I'm under the canopy. I'm under a bunch of green leaves. Yeah. Who's that running around over there? I see... It's a squirrel. It's a squirrel. Okay. So, let's head over to the mushroom area. And I gotta tell you, boy, did I have a fun night yesterday. Oh, I had so much fun. What was I doing? Not much. I was just resting most of the time. But I got to watch Godzilla movies all afternoon and all night, up until 2 a.m., at which point I turned the channel to watch footy. That's right, Australian rules football. And there was two games on. I had to go to sleep after the first game. And that was Brisbane versus... What was it? North Melbourne. And then after that was another game, but I had to go to sleep. But I woke up because my cat was knocking stuff over. And I woke up right about as when the third quarter of that game was ending. So I got to check the score and then I went back to sleep. Oh, good job, Pippa. Thanks for waking me up to check the score of the game. Okay. I am now in... The little sub-ravine that's so good for mushrooms. And, yep, there is Xylaria at my feet. But we're not looking for Xylaria. We're looking for corals. I was thinking that last night, as I was watching the game, we should be looking for corals soon. You know, like today. Coral mushrooms... like to pop up around in here in the first couple weeks of June once we've had a couple of really good thunderstorms. And we've had kind of a decent thunderstorm, so I'm just coming up to this log, checking this log out, and I don't see any corals, but I haven't checked this end of it either. You gotta check the ends. Oh, there's mycelium running in there, though. I can see white mycelial threads. Oh, goody. That's good news. That means mushrooms are wanting to pop out. All right, I'm going to... Where's that Xylaria? Don't want to step on it. Yeah, I'm going to move over here. Oh, awesome. Okay, so... let's move a little bit further down here. There used to be a giant marmot den right here. And this log was not here at the time. The log was falled over. What am I trying to say? Well, I used to be able to come down here and stand behind this giant tree and take pictures of those marmots as they stuck their heads out of their dens. But there's no den there anymore. This log has some growth on it. There's a little, no corals that I can see yet. But there's something up here. There's something up here in the end. No, not corals. Just, it's old. I can't tell what it is. It might be, it could be Pleurotus ostreatus. Let's keep checking this log. This log looks all weird, and I keep thinking I'm seeing fungal stuff, but no. What we're seeing is cotton from the cottonwood trees that have fallen on here and then got wet. And it kind of looks like white jellies. So I keep thinking, oh, white jellies. Well, but we did find some white jellies yesterday, so maybe we will actually run into some white jellies today. I see big marmot footprints in the creek. I hear something running. Oh, it's squirrels running around on these logs up here. Look at these crazy squirrels doing crazy squirrel business. Oh, it's so fun. Now, let me check the end of this log. See, they like to hide in there. They like to hide way back in there. This log is breaking apart. Oh, and it's just loaded up with, oh, mycelium everywhere. Yay. Ooh. Bending over and doing that stuff is not good. Ow. You know, I'm wondering if I can cross the creek here. I can. Okay, this is great news. Let's keep going further up here, though. See, back a few years ago, right up here is where there was a big tree that fell over the creek, and it was a great bridge. Oh, I just loved walking across that. I would come down here for no other reason than to walk across that log. But then there was some big storms and it got washed further down the creek. And speaking of logs, I gotta check this log. There's half an old, super rotten old log here. And it's covered with moss and plantages and I think lichens. Is this a lichen or is this moss? I can't tell. I'm not a lichenologist. I don't even know if that's a thing. It probably is. But we are going to do something interesting here on Dubious Goals Committee. Something that we've never done before. We're actually going to cross the creek. We are going to cross the creek after I come up here to this fallen down tree. Whoa! Oh, hi, Mr. Squirrely! Oh my God, it's a little squirrely. Hi! He's not a baby, he's sort of adolescent. Hi! He's now 1, 2, 3 meters away from me on a log. He was much closer, like 2 meters. I didn't see him. Wow. Hi, Mr. Squirrely. So I gotta check this tree real quick because we get dryad saddles on here. We get all kinds of cool stuff. Wow, there's all kinds of action. Here comes another squirrel. Holy crap. There's another little squirrel on this little animal path ahead of me. He sees me and he's confused. I'm in the middle of some weird squirrel business because now these two squirrels are trying to, yeah. Look at this guy hopping through the... I've never... What the hell are you doing, dude? Oh my God, I gotta back off. These little baby squirrels, they're too short to run through the ground cover. And so they sort of hop. If you've ever seen like a small dog hopping through snow that's too deep, that's what this looks like. Hey, where'd that other guy go? Oh, he's behind this tree. What are you doing, little homie? Oh my God, that's hilarious. Okay, I'm going to leave you guys alone so you can do whatever it is you're doing. I don't know what the hell's going on here. But here's the interesting thing. There has been some shifting in the creek bed, as will happen. There's erosion and there's stuff, but the sandbar here has moved and expanded. So I'm jumping down into the creek. I'm on the sandbar in the middle of the creek. There's some big ass marmot tracks down in here. Where is this freaking marmot? I need to find him. I need to find him. But here's what's cool. We can now cross the creek because look at this. The creek's only 20 centimeters wide here. And we can step here, and then step here, step here. We're on the sandbars. We're across the creek. We're over the water. And now I am climbing up the other bank. Oh, rock and roll. This is so great. This is so great. I'm so glad we noticed this little detail. Oh, here's a worm in the path. I better keep moving because that's somebody's food. All right, now I'm by the big tree that just fell over. And this is the zone that we've been looking for mushrooms in. And I'm gonna be up to that giant Xylaria patch here in 3 seconds. The one that's next to, ooh, here's a stump. Oh, and it's got one little Caprinus growing in there. Oh, but look at all those little pins. There's some cool pinnage happening in this stump. Mycelium running. That's gonna be more mushrooms real soon. All right, let's move up here a little bit further. And this is our, no, not quite, yeah. We need to keep looking at the ground tub. Don't step on your Xylaria. I won't, I promise. Oh, okay, this is where those squirrels were going nuts. Baby squirrel party. It's always fun. That was hilarious. Baby squirrels hopping through the ivy like little bunny rabbits in springtime. Hey, you know, I just realized something. My leg is doing pretty good. I'm not dying. I can feel it, don't get me wrong. But I am not dead yet. Excellent. All right. Now, as we move up here a little bit, we're getting close to the golf ball zone. And should I be checking that log? Yeah, we gotta go over here and check this log real quick, just in case. I'm gonna feel pretty stupid if I miss something awesome. And what do we got? What do we got? Nothing awesome. Okay, that's cool too. No skin off my teeth. Ooh. This is a hard, difficult place to walk because it's all bark. I hear chirpy, chirpy birds chirping at me. Check this log as I walk by. Still got those little mushrooms on it from the other day. Oh, who's this? Oh, it's Mr. Dead Snake. There's a dead snake right here. Kind of a little one. Somebody's gonna eat him soon. Okay. I'm listening for the hoot, hoot, hoot of my owl buddy, but it's the middle of the day. But he can probably hear me talking, so he's probably watching me. But I can't see him anywhere. I'm kind of looking. Oh, and there's a white golf ball right down there. Do we want any... Whoa, loud birds. Do we want that white golf ball? No, we don't want the white golf ball, Tob. We have plenty of white golf balls. We do not need to get any more. We don't need to get any more white golf balls until I think of some crazy thing to do with white golf balls. Like fire them out of a golf ball cannon. But being as I already have a golf ball cannon and enough golf balls for it. Wait, why? What is that weird sound? Who's chirping up there? Ow. Okay. We are now at the golf ball area. Oy, oy, oy. I'm looking across into the ravine. Oh, something might be up there. I can't tell because of the dappling. Sunlight shining through leaves. I thought I saw something pink or red, but maybe I didn't. Maybe I didn't. Okay, maybe I just need a better angle. Do I feel like climbing up there anyway? No, I kind of don't. Have there been anybody golfing today? Has anybody been golfing today? Has anybody been losing their golf balls? It must have rained last night because the dirt looks funny. I mean, it looks like I can see erosion and stuff. And what I can't see are any interesting golf balls. I see a lot of the white ones that have been stuck in the mud down here forever. Oh, I see a yellow. I see a yellow that's in an Oh, did I just break the good stick? Yeah, I did. I just stepped on and broke the good... The short, the small stick, not the big stick. That's okay. There's lots of sticks down here. We can probably find some more. So I'm getting down here into the creek bed, standing right next to the water. Yeah, white golf ball's in the water. It must have rained, because there is flow marks. There are effluvial flow marks. There's effluvialness through here. Oh, but this is also convenient because the rain has now changed this area where it's now much easier to cross over here. Yay! Yay for rain! This is why rain is good. Let's step over here. And do I want that yellow? Can I get to it? I'm gonna have to get a stick and stuff, so I'm not gonna bother. I don't need another yellow golf ball. Got so many yellow golf balls, it's not even funny. Now, what's in the water in here? Anything? Yeah, white golf ball, white golf ball. I want exotic colored golf balls like purple. Like purple. Okay, now my calf is starting to tense up. And I can see the ravine really good. There's a white golf ball in there. And I think that what I saw was red is not a golf ball. It's just a leaf. Light shining through the leaf. Okay, so this is fun. I'm standing down in the creek. And I got to walk from the mushroom area to the golf ball area. That's great. Oh, but now I just realized I have to walk back. I can't just jump out of the creek here and go to my car. I gotta go all the way back. And now I'm looking into the side of the creek bank. This is where I dug out that weird pink ball, the Lady Scott. I'm checking this bank to see if there's any more golf balls here. Maybe a deposit of golf balls got deposited here. Are these wild strawberries? Yeah, there's wild strawberries growing right here, too. Yeah, the water was high. Water was high. The water was at least a meter high. I can just tell by the way the plants are pushed over by the water. By the water power. Okay. So this is great. I'm having a fun day. Perfect temperature. Perfect weather. You know what I was thinking? We should have brought either Bass Drop Baby with us, or we should have brought the OP1. We could have been down here playing music in the creek. That would be fun. You know, that's what I should do. That's what I should do. You know, I have this one little briefcase. I have this briefcase that I found. It was being thrown away, so I decided to take it home. And it has a little problem. One of the latches needs a new rivet, but no problem. I haven't gotten around to fixing that yet, but it won't take much effort. I could take that briefcase, and we need to turn that into the mobile live performance studio thingy so that we can take it and go out into the field. Go out into nature, either down here into the creek or Heron Haven or OPPD or somewhere, and we can play some music. We can just go out into the nature areas and set it up, kick out the jams. I want to do that. Oh, somebody's flying right at me. It's my mallard buddy. Hi, dude. You didn't know I was here, did you? Oh, I see a golf ball down there, though. Okay. So I'm just standing here talking to you, right? And I see a big-ass thing flying towards me right at head height. And it's my mallard buddy. He didn't know I was here. He was downstream. He decided to fly upstream. And he goes, brrr, And he got about 10 meters away from me, and he noticed me, and he stopped, and he dropped right down onto the creek bed. He's like, what? And now, I don't believe it. He's walking towards me. This duck is walking towards me. He really wants to go upstream. Yeah, it's cool, buddy. Just go that way. And he's going to get into the water here. I don't believe this is happening. There's a golf ball down there that I want. No, it's okay, dude. You can go that way. He turned around. He was going to get in the water. No, go ahead. You go that way because I want to go where you are. Let's trade places. Okay, I'm going to... This duck doesn't understand what it is I'm trying to communicate to him. So I'm going to move away a little bit. And then I'm going to move up here. No, you go that way. You are going the wrong way. Okay. We have a duck that does not understand quacky logistics. How to get duck butts from one area to the next. You know what? I'm wondering if that's not a golf ball. I'm wondering if that's a ping pong ball. Because it is orange. And I do need... Oh, crap. Very slippery mud. And when I slipped, it spooked the duck. And he took off flying. Okay. I'm back down into the sandbars of the creek. I see something orange up there. How would a golf ball... doesn't matter. I'm beginning to think that's not a golf ball. And I probably spooked my duck buddy for no reason. Yeah. Can I get down there? Yeah. Duck buddy's on the other side of the... Hi! Yeah, that is not a... Can I step here? I can. Oh my god. That is a crushed ping pong ball. I can pick it up. Ah, stupid ping pong ball. Throw it on the ground. Okay, I wave at my duck friend. He's looking at me going, are you following me? I'm not following you, homie. I'm not even hassling you. I don't hassle ducks. I'm a friend of all ducks. I'm the friend of all nature. And the enemy of all chairs. Because chairs is what you get when you start destroying nature. You ever notice that? People start cutting down trees and destroying forests. And what do they make out of the trees? That's right, chairs. Those rat bastards. So I'm here. What was that? I'm looking up in the trees. I don't see or hear anything. I thought something was going down. All right. So now I got to recross the creek. I got to get up this slippery mud. Oh, this is not going to fly. We're going to have to do the balance beam walking on the knobbly log. There's a very knobby log here. And I'm good. This is where it gets weird again. We gotta get over the little sub ravine here. And we're good. Back to the golf ball zone. And see, here's where I would normally just walk up the bank and go to my car, but no. I have to traverse the creek. Oh, and I'm so happy about it though. I'm getting to walk up and down and around in the creek more than I was able to last year. More than I was able to just a month ago. I'm strangely excited about this. There's another white golf ball. Don't pick up the white golf balls, Tobe. All right, dodge the Xylaria. We're at the Xylaria patch. Don't want to step any... What was that? Somebody just hit a ball in? Anyway, I should tell you that you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. Tune in tomorrow for more super excitement. Maybe we'll play in the creek. Maybe we'll take some synthesizers into a forest. Who knows? But I'm gone.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.